James, the question is, why did the Prime Minister make the comments in the first place? And the central charge that Mr. Ghani supported IS was based on the fact that Mr. Ghani attended another meeting on the night of the Paris terrorist attack on November the 13th, incidentally the night after Conservative Muslim Forum. And it is alleged that that meeting in Bedford, entitled Quiz a Muslim, there was a discussion in support of an Islamic State. Now, having spoken to an independent Islamic expert, that refers to a state that existed more than 1,000 years ago under the Prophet Muhammad. It's a notional idea. And crucially, the Prime Minister's spokesman has since clarified the PM was referring to an Islamic State. But an Islamic State is completely different to IS, the international terrorist movement wreaking havoc across the Middle East. And we know that last January, Mr. Ghani attended a meeting entitled The Evils of ISIS. And I'm going to now email the Prime Minister's press team a couple of questions. Firstly, does the Prime Minister retract the comment he made during Prime Minister's questions last Wednesday? He doesn't have to, of course, because he's protected by parliamentary privilege. But if the Prime Minister isn't going to retract that comment, could he explain why a man he called a supporter of Islamic State was asked only 6 months ago to bring his friends to a meeting designed to encourage more Muslims to become Conservative councillors?
By the man who'd stood against Sadiq Khan at the last general election?
Yes.
OK. Crikey. You have been busy.
Finally, does the Prime Minister have absolute confidence in Zach Goldsmith to be London Mayor? And I'm also going to email Zach Goldsmith's press team a couple of questions. Would Zach Goldsmith like to revise his statement to LBC that Mr. Ghani was not invited to a meeting of Conservative Muslim Forum on November the 12th? And does Mr. Goldsmith still believe that Mr. Ghani is one of the most repellent figures in the country? If so, please could Mr. Goldsmith explain why Mr. Ghani was invited to a meeting to recruit Tory councillors only 6 months ago, where he, Zach Goldsmith, was a guest speaker? James, I will, of course, read in full any of the statements I received from the Prime Minister's office or from Zach Goldsmith during the course of your show. Perhaps there's not much left, but during the course of the day on LBC. But I should add that when I do, I will refer back to the questions I will be emailing over.
Pretty comprehensive stuff, Theo Ashford. Many thanks indeed. To clarify, Theo Ashford, LBC's political editor, reporting that he has, found evidence of email and text exchanges between the Conservative Party candidate in Tooting and a man described by David Cameron as a supporter of Islamic State and by Zach Goldsmith as one of the most repellent people in the country.